We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the K-State Sports Network, from Learfield, live from Power Cat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, this is the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics, also brought to you by Kansas Land Tire, out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Strong, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. Let's go! Now live from Power Cat Sports Grill, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. Here's the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson.
Well, good evening, Wildcat fans, and welcome live to the Power Cat Sports Grill in Manhattan as we bring you another edition of the Chris Kleiman Show. We'll be talking everything K-State football on the program for the next hour, and you can certainly join us. We'll tell you how to do that here in just a little bit. Your Wildcats are off to a 2-0 start to this young season after beating Southern Illinois 31-23 last Saturday night at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, and the Wildcats home again this weekend for a 1 o'clock game against Nevada. Nevada is also off to a 2-0 start after winning at Cal to open their year. They won at home against Idaho State 49-10 last week. K-State and Nevada this weekend, and we'll talk about that, recap that victory against Southern Illinois on the program here tonight. We've got a really nice live audience here at Power Cat Sports Grill. Help me welcome the coach of the Wildcats, Mr. Chris Kleiman, if you would, and we appreciate that very much. Coach, great to see you. Congratulations on the win. You know what? We talk about this, you and I, all the time. Winning college football games can be hard sometimes, and that ball game the other night was pretty tough.
Yeah, it was really tough. Good Southern Illinois team, and we knew that they were a good team, and we got off to a fast start, and we're playing well, and then lost Skyler, and then had the turnover bug, and you let a team that's a veteran team like that into the game, which we did in the second quarter. I knew at halftime this is going to be a four-quarter game, and I'd seen Southern Illinois play an awful lot when I was at North Dakota State, and I just know the quality of players and coaches at that level. And we had a chance to maybe run them out, and then we didn't. And then they had some plays that they made with some turnovers, and next thing you know, we're down at halftime. And I knew it was going to be a challenge, but I was pleased with the way our guys responded to the adversity, especially on the defensive side, to shut them out. That's a good offense. To shut those guys out in the second half was a great performance.
I know you've been asked a ton this week about the emotion you showed, Skyler showed, the fans, me, the radio crew, I mean, whoever. How tough is that? Because let's be honest, I was thinking about this since Saturday night. You have known Skyler for a long time, all the way back to North Dakota State. You tried to recruit him there. This is a pretty close relationship, I'd say.
Yeah, it really is. I've been visiting with that kid since he was a junior in high school, trying to recruit him on the other side, and then had, lo and behold, have the opportunity to coach him and just be around him. And he and my son lived together. Not a lot of people know that at one time when Devin first arrived here, so he's just been really close to the family, and know his family really well. And to see what I saw of the determination for him to come back, have another year, get an opportunity to play really well against Stanford, and then to have and start off really well in that game. I mean, he was on fire, and to see him go down and to see how it happened, and it was just. I was overcome with emotion, and just because I know how hard he's worked, and that was a difficult pill for everybody to swallow when they saw him go down.
I always wondered all along if he would come back, because I felt like he didn't want to go out last year the way he did. And you know better than most what he went through to rehab. He was always ahead in the process. Has really worked so hard, like all guys do in the off season, and so there is an emotion in it. But once you got to halftime, kind of give us a sense of what do you do to try to get back on top of that with the guys, because they were affected too. There's no doubt about
Absolutely. We challenged the guys at halftime on both sides of the ball that, you know, adversity has struck. And we talked ad nauseum about the adversity we were going to face against Stanford. And we really didn't face that much adversity at Stanford. And so, you know, we came through that week kind of unscathed. Well, now, and then we're up, and then all of a sudden we're down, and adversity had hit us. And how do you respond to adversity is how you're judged. I knew that this was going to be a telling time for us for the next rest of the season. And the guys responded to adversity. Was it perfect in the second half? No, we made some mistakes. We didn't turn the ball over in the second half, which was good, but we still made some mistakes and didn't sustain some drives on offense. And even on defense, we missed some tackles. We missed some assignments, but they were able to have that resolve together as a team that we weren't going to lose this football game.
I know all Wildcat fans are aware that you said early in the week that Skyler will not be lost for the season. He will come back at some point. We don't know exactly how long yet, but give us an idea of what his week has been like. I'm sure there's emotion still reigning on his part for sure.
Yeah, without question. And it's the relationships. You know, he's got such a phenomenal relationship with Coach Klein. He's got a great relationship with his teammates. He and I have a great relationship, so we're having constant conversations with him, watching him just do rehabilitation. That's all it is right now. A lot of things with our athletic trainers, and then he comes out to practice and helps our quarterbacks prepare for this game, and then goes right back in to do more rehab. And that's all the kid has done, it seems like, since last year about this time is rehab, and he's in that mode again. So he knows how to attack the rehabilitation, and we'll see where it's at, you know, as the coming weeks are ahead of us.
We said on the show last week that this Southern Illinois team was well coached. They were very much a veteran team, a savvy quarterback. You mentioned that time frame there where you had a couple of mistakes. You could sense, or I felt like I could, that they were feeling it, and they turned it on because they're good and they saw an opportunity.
They really did. And all those kids, and I talked to Nick Hill, who I know real well, all those kids came back to do a couple things: make a run in the playoffs, win their league, and play against Kansas State and have that opportunity on that stage, because that they're going to be judged, a lot of those kids, on how well you played against a Power 5 team. And so those kids, when you have a bunch of 22 and 23-year-olds that have played a ton of football together, have had success together, they know how each other reacts to scenarios. They were ready to play, and we were ready to play. I think that's the thing. Well, did you come out flat? No, we took it right down and scored, and then took it right down and scored again. We were ready to play. We just, when you when you turn the football over and they capitalize so quickly on it, that can deflate a team, and it's hard to get that momentum back.
Let's talk real briefly about Will Howard before we go to break. He came in. He did some good things. He struggled on a couple of things. What's his week been like as he prepares to be the starter this week?
Well, it's been better, and he's had good practices. He just didn't play to the level of all of our expectations, including Will, and I think he'll play better. I know he'll play better. The opponents don't get any easier. I mean, Nevada's got a tremendous defense with 10 more seniors starting on defense that have played a ton of football together. But yeah, that's going to be how it is the rest of the year with, you know, the COVID year and all these people having a lot of veteran guys. And so we have to raise our level. It's not just the quarterback position, our offensive line, our defense, everybody, special teams, everybody's got to rise up. It can't just be one position.
Are you surprised at how well Will handles himself with the media? I think it takes especially for a young man his age, 10 games into a career, to stand up there and say what he did in postgame is extraordinary to me.
Well, he is from Philadelphia, where
there is some criticism there. Yes,
some criticism. Uh-huh. Yep. I know a guy that got criticized an awful lot in Philadelphia.
he kind of played for you at one time,
exactly.
Didn't he?
Yeah. I think that's the kind of kid he is, and he has no problem shouldering burdens and shouldering a lot of weight. And he did that all last year when we both knew he wasn't ready to. And so I know he learned an awful lot from that. And he, you know, experience is a huge factor, and now he has some experience, and so I'm looking forward to see how he responds this week. I think it's going to be really positive.
Kansas State and Nevada, we are so much looking forward to it. It's Fort Riley Day. We'll talk about that in a little bit, too. We welcome those of you listening across the network and also watching on Facebook Live. If you would like to submit a question for Coach, you can certainly do that via the Facebook live stream, or you can tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Our questions for the Coach are presented by Intrust Bank, and we'll get to some of those questions and much, much more. But first, a timeout. Back in 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
The Wildcats work together to take on every challenge at Bill Snyder Stadium. Case IH knows a thing or two about teamwork, too. From tractors, planters, and combines to hay and forage tools, our equipment helps farmers meet their demands in and out of the field. Check out a winning lineup by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/Wildcats and ask for 0% financing. Go Wildcats!
The 21 football season is upon us, and the Wildcats are tougher than a texter's thumbs and ready to wreak havoc on the rest of the Big 12. Yep, we love our football, but any season is the right season for Kansas Land Tire. If you're farming, all your equipment needs Kansas Land Tires TLC. Or if you're taking the kids to school, Kansas Land can make sure your car is good to go from tires to tail lights. Go to KansasLandTire.com for the store nearest you. And remember, if you're out of air or need repair, these guys care.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
Revitech fungicide from BASF has been specifically developed for the selective soybean grower who doesn't compromise. If you think good is good enough, if you're okay with just achieving rather than overachieving, if average is your goal, this is not the fungicide for you. Revitech fungicide, brand new chemistry, 3 no-excuse modes of action, 0 modes of compromise. Sounds like the fungicide for you. Revitech fungicide from BASF, that's smart. Always read and follow label directions.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporters of K-State Athletics, and by Powercat Sports Grill, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. We remind you, too, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service. For all their tire and auto service needs, visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Again, welcome to those listening across the network and watching on Facebook Live tonight. If you would like to submit a question for Coach, you can certainly do it now via the Facebook Live stream or tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the Coach presented by Intrust Bank. Our first question of the night comes from Debbie, and she writes, "What a game for Felix and Udike Uzama." was it his best game ever? And before you answer, I'll just say 5 tackles, 3 sacks, 2 strip sacks, and the Big 12 newcomer of the week. That's a pretty good football game.
That's a really good game, and it may have been his best game, at least for us. And excited for him to have that success, because I believe that it's going to fuel his confidence. And he plays so hard, and he's relentless. And, you know, we talked about who was going to be the guys, not probably one, but the amount of guys that could shoulder the weight that Wyatt Hubert had with big-time plays and stuff. And Felix really had a great game, and excited for him. He's a really young player that's a great leader for us, great kid, a great family, and I'm excited that he had such great stats last week.
I was a little bit surprised in visiting with him this week for pregame, and he was talking about really just one Power 5 offer, and that was from K-State. That surprised me.
Yeah, he came to our camp, and he was probably a little undersized,
yeah.
And but we saw the ability to run, and he had length. And then he got bigger his senior year, and then when he came to us last year, we remember watching him in fall camp. We're like, boy, we got a good one here. we really did. This I don't know how much he'll play as a freshman, but this kid's got a bright, bright future because he had a motor. And that's the thing with defensive linemen, and you see it with Drew Wiley and Wyatt and Khalid and all the guys that have been really good, Eli Huggins. They just play so relentlessly, and you watch Felix, and that's how he plays.
I think when you put that relentless effort along with assignment sound, you've got yourself something special, and I think he has a chance. Is it fair to say he's just kind of scratching the surface at this point?
Yeah, as he continues to learn from Coach Wyatt of the hows and the whys that you're doing stuff and understanding, you know, how a tackle's playing him or what a backfield set means or all the little tendencies that a veteran kid learns, he got a chance to be really, really special here.
Let's talk about Daniel Deuce Green a little bit, too. He was not available in the first half. You struggled without him, flourished with him.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have seen the improved play, but I think it's more than just getting bigger and stronger over the course of an offseason. What are some of the other things, Coach, that he's really been standout at, I guess?
Well, just the experience. He's played so many snaps, and he was a spot player for us the last 2 years, played probably more last year than he did 2 years ago. But just that experience factor of seeing things and knowing how an offense is attacking us and becoming a great leader and seeing things pre-snap, and he's communicating with the other linebackers or defensive backs about splits and guards that are pulling or whatever it may be. He just has really settled in and studies the game.
I've gotten a lot of questions over the last week, too, about depth at linebacker. I know you have some young guys there, good-looking young freshmen like Crew Jackson. There are certainly others. I probably shouldn't start naming guys, but how is that group overall growing and getting better to this particular point in the young season?
Well, Austin Moore's played well for us in limited time to spell Cody Fletcher. Cody's a really good football player, but we need Austin to be able to play a handful to 20 snaps to take some stress off him. We need Nick Allen to be able to do the same. We need Ryan Hennington. He's playing some outside linebacker, learning some inside linebacker as well. You know, we have some depth there. It's some of the older guys other than Austin, but you know, it's an area we continue to try to find from a recruiting standpoint, because you really want to get those guys with length like Crew, length like Deuce. And so right now we have a 4-man rotation rolling.
It is interesting, and I'm wondering if it is as difficult a position to recruit from the standpoint of the styles in the Big 12 at the linebacker position, because you've got to have, first and foremost, some size, obviously. Yeah. You've got to have guys that can run. Sometimes those combinations are pretty hard to put together and find.
Yeah, they really are. And so many guys we find are either bigger safeties or off-the-edge rush guys, and just trying to get them indoctrinated into the college system. Sometimes it's a little bit more difficult, and it takes time just to learn the intricacies of linebacker. But length, ability to run, and ability to use your hands and get off blocks are the things that we're looking for. And then you have the intangibles about it, football IQ and stuff like that. But, you know, it's fun to look for them, that's for sure. Because if they can't maybe be a linebacker, Khalid Duke, maybe they're a defensive end type player too.
Yeah. He's also pretty good, too, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's ask another question, courtesy of Intrust Bank. This one comes from Marcus, our buddy down at Hutch. From my point of view, the speed on defense is much improved. Do you like how fast the defense is playing right now?
Yes. I thought we played better at Stanford than we did against Southern Illinois collectively. Now, we did some really good things against Southern, but I thought we played exceptionally fast against Stanford. We weren't quite as fast, and some of that had to do with the Wildcat.
Yep.
And just they kind of got us a little off balance, and we still need to run through our leverage and run through tackling, and we caught some tackles, which you can't do. You have to be tight on your fits and run through leverage, and that's what we emphasize and focus this week, especially against a team like Nevada that's going to spread you sideline to sideline. The other two teams didn't. These guys are going to pitch it from sideline to sideline, and you can't just tackle people. You have to run through your leverage and know where your help is at.
I know.
We are faster.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I guess I'll just ask this question this way. I know you don't want to say everything here, but there were clearly adjustments made in addition to having Deuce Green available in the second half. What can you share with the fans out there about some of the things that were done better? And if you can say anything about an adjustment or two, so be it, too. And if not, that's okay.
Yeah, we changed some techniques with our defensive linemen that allowed us to rush the passer better.
Yeah.
And we did a few different stunts in the defensive line to allow us to get home. Because that was our issue, is the quarterback was having too much time. And we made some adjustments in that respect. And then I thought we played a little bit tighter coverage as well. And when you do those things and you limit some of the ability for him to hang out outside the pocket but very subtle adjustments, really. We just and then, like you said, then you have Daniel Green come into play, and we just play that much faster, too.
We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, more with Coach in just 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard.
Whoa.
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporters of K-State Athletics, and by PowerCat Sports Grill, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. We remind you, too, strength through reliable oil and natural gas, that's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com. You're watching on Facebook Live or listening and you want to be part of the show, you can do that. Just tweet me at CatVoiceWyatt or do it through the Facebook live stream. Our questions are presented by Intrust Bank. Got a couple here for Coach. The first is, how important will it be to build Will Howard's confidence early in the passing game on Saturday?
Well, the first thing would be to run the football successfully so that we can eliminate maybe people putting 8-9 guys in the box. And then, you know, Will's pretty good outside the pocket, as well as Will can run the football. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how Coach Mess does some of those things. And so I'll let some of those secrets be kept with Coach Mess right now.
No doubt about that. You're blessed to have – I know you have a very special relationship with him, but I've been really impressed with Coach Mess, how calm he is. He's been in the game a long time. He's confident. He knows what he's doing. That should certainly help Will Howard, too, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah. Between Coach Klein and Coach Mess, Will's in really good hands, and they're going to put him in position to be successful.
We don't know, or most fans don't know a lot about Jaron Lewis yet. He's been in the program for 3 years, though. He'll serve, I guess, as the number two guy now until Sky makes his way back. Jaron's a guy, just from me watching him, I think he can throw the football. You know better than us. Tell us about Jaron.
Yeah, Jaron's from Columbia, Missouri, and this is his third year in the program. And we saw so much growth, really, this last spring and in fall camp from Jaron that he really closed the gap between he and Will and Skyler. We knew going into camp it was Skyler, Will, and then we didn't know if it was going to be Jaron to Jake Rubley or whatever. But Jaron really played well in the spring. Has a really good arm, good athlete, moves in and out of the pocket well. But he started to have the game slow down. What I mean by that is recognizing defenses, recognizing blitzes, recognizing the weaknesses of defenses. And so I'm excited for him to get the lion's share of the two reps now with our offense so that he can continue to progress, because there's a chance he could play, whether it's this week, next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it may be. He's getting closer to competing for some playing time.
I also lost track of the number of questions this week that I could have asked you about Jake Rubley, so I'll ask just one.
Yeah.
How is he doing? You had mentioned, I think, in your presser on Tuesday that he'd been dinged up a little bit for a while and is back now.
He is back now, and Max Marsh ran our scout team, and we sent Jake down to learn and listen. He didn't take many reps, but to learn and listen, because Jake has a big-time arm, mm-hmm. And is a very confident young man, and so he's learning the system. We hope we don't have to do with him what we had to do with Will, playing him before maybe he was ready to go. But he's doing really well and learning our offense from Skyler and from Will and from Jaron. And now we have three guys there, and I know Sky's hurt, that hopefully Jake won't have to be able to. He can sit and learn like a lot of freshmen should.
Those who follow K-State football closely, I think, have a pretty good idea of what Jake's senior year of high school was like in a large part because of COVID.
Yeah.
How did that affect him coming in here? Because, hey, when you only play a game or two, that hurts.
That affects him big time. I mean, he needs snaps. He needs experience. He needs game reps. And he went from Colorado, where he was playing a lot and playing really well, to moving to Iowa because Colorado wasn't going to play football. Then the state of Iowa had some rule where he couldn't play, so I think he maybe played a game, maybe two, and that was it. So then he was deemed ineligible in Iowa, but he stuck around and was able to be a scout team quarterback for his high school team. It just was unfortunate that kids got opportunities taken away, which none of us agree with. But so then he hadn't played football in an awful long time. And so luckily he was here in spring ball, which I know that helped him.
Well, let's stay with quarterbacks before we go to our next break. Nevada certainly has a good one. Carson Strong is 6'4", about 215 pounds. He's been around. Tell us more.
Well, we were watching some old film of checking to see what they do in 2 minute. Kid's been playing a long time. I'm like, he ran every 2 minute drill for 2019 and 18 and stuff. Yeah. So big, strong, make every throw. I mean, every throw. He's very confident, knows the system. The system is kind of a Mike Leach system of air raid, throwing it around, but they have the ability to run the ball and they do a nice job. But if the ball's on the opposite hash, boy, he can throw the field side out. He can throw the field side go ball. He can throw the field side post. And he knows all the defenses people have tried to play against him. And so we have to change looks up, because if he knows what we're in, he has the ability to just pick you apart. And so been really impressed. I don't know if he's, you know, ranked first or second as potentially one of the top quarterbacks to come out, rightfully so, because he's a big kid with a strong arm.
Yeah, I saw one projection for the April draft that had him number one and another that saw, had him number two. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good. And so more power to him. Happy for him and for Coach Norvell to have him come back. And that's the thing is I'm sure there was some speculation would the kid go out, but he came back to try to keep winning a league title and have an opportunity to play. He played really well against Cal. Cal's got a good football team. Cal had an opportunity to beat TCU. Well, Nevada beat Cal and at Cal. And so this kid's a good football player, and the moment's not going to be too big. This kid will love the crowd. He'll love the atmosphere, and we've got to do a great job of changing pictures for him.
We'll see a better crowd, or he will, here this weekend than he saw at Cal. But I think what impressed me was they got off to a little bit of a rocky start. We're down in the game 14-0, yeah. I believe, and then came back and won 22-17. So they will adjust.
Yeah, they really will. And that's the sign of a good football team, a veteran team, is they did get down 14-0. They're really good on defense, and so they were able to slow Cal down. And then they were able to figure out what Cal was doing and then were able to pick them apart. And they had a couple of explosive plays. You and I talked earlier. These wide receivers they have are big, strong, athletic, yeah. Can run and go get the football.
We'll try to talk about some of those guys a little bit later on in the show. We owe you a break now and a lot more questions coming coaches' way, but we'll take a break. You'll hear from your Wildcat Network stations now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
More Kansas drivers are saving money while boosting their car's performance with a fuel from our farm team of Kansas corn farmers. E15 unleaded 88 fuel with 15% ethanol. From Kansas cornfields to high-tech ethanol plants to your car's tank, take a look at E15 unleaded 88 fuel. It's a cleaner, higher octane, higher performance, and lower cost fuel. Learn more from Kansas Corn at kscorn.com. That's kscorn.com.
K-State football is back, and Powercat Sports Grill is the place to meet your family and friends to watch the Wildcats play. Located on the west side of Manhattan, Powercat Sports Grill offers a selection of wings, burgers, salads, and pizzas, plus a full bar with over 20 beers on tap, all served up in the best atmosphere in town, filled with other K-State fans. And did I mention a 90-inch TV? Powercat Sports Grill is the official watch party headquarters for the K-State Wildcats. Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game.
This is Coach Chris Kleiman with a message of hope for families battling drug addiction. No one takes drugs like meth, cocaine, and ecstasy expecting to become addicted. You should know that addiction can happen to anyone because it's a disease of the brain. But that also means recovery is possible. Addiction doesn't have to be permanent, and the state of Kansas is ready to assist you every step of the way.
Please visit findtreatment.gov or call the Kansas Substance Abuse Referral Line at 866-645-8216.
Being an MVP is about being the total package, both on and off the field. Kubota's MVP, the Standard L Series tractor, a full line of hardworking compact tractors packed with quality performance and rugged reliability. And all are available with performance-matched Land Pride implements to tackle any job. They're not just the best players, they're the most value pack. Check out the Kubota and Land Pride winning lineup. Visit kstatekubotadealers.com for a participating dealer.
It's Thursday night. That means it's the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporters of K-State Athletics, and by Powercat Sports Grill, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. Wildcat power on the field, Kubota and Land Pride power in the field. Check out Kubota's winning lineup of performance equipment and Land Pride's performance match implements. Visit kstatekubotadealers.com. We remind you again, if you're listening across the network and watching on Facebook Live, if you have a question, submit it now for the coach. You can do it during the Facebook Live stream or tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Lots of questions here, so we'll get to it courtesy of Intrust Bank. The first is, how do you feel the program coach is progressing towards the goal of being a conference and national power? Interesting question.
It's an everyday occurrence. It's an everyday habit that you have to create. The way you do one thing is the way you do everything, whether it's in the weight room, in the meetings, in the walkthroughs, at class, through your nutrition. We had a big step in that as far as with a new facility coming on down the pike here pretty soon. And then just continuing to recruit top-notch kids that want to do things the right way. And character and integrity are really important to us. And it's an everyday occurrence, and we're trying to strive for that.
Next question is... this is out there a little ways, but I'm asking it courtesy of Interest Bank. Who is your all-time favorite football, basketball, and baseball players?
Huh. Basketball is easy for me because I was a huge Larry Bird fan.
Me too.
Because I was a Celtics fan, yeah. So a huge Larry Bird fan. Football, I really enjoyed watching Brett Favre play. I loved the way he played. He was a gunslinger
tough
and stuff,
as nails.
But I love watching him play.
Yeah.
And then baseball, it's why I became a Cardinals fan is Ozzie Smith. When I was a young kid, I got a chance to go to the dugout with the St. Louis Cardinals. I got and this guy flipped me his glove, and it happened to be Ozzie Smith. And I put that glove on, and it fit my hand as an 11-year-old. Guy had pretty good hands, didn't he?
He really, truly did. I saw him one time during batting practice fielding baseballs at short, barehanded.
Wow.
I saw him field one and flip it behind his back to second base. Yeah. It's like, this guy's on a different level.
He's the wizard.
He's exactly right, the wizard. Interesting question there for sure. I really was anxious to ask you this question, courtesy of Interest Bank. Last Sunday, this is from Phil, we saw the Jordy Nelson softball game at the stadium. How awesome does it feel to award a local product like Ryan Hennington a scholarship? That was a special moment for Henny, wasn't it?
Yeah, really that was really cool. He kind of had an inclination that this was going on, and we had communicated with Jordy's people about giving it to Ryan, and it was the biggest no-brainer. Ryan's been here since we arrived. When we arrived, he was a quarterback.
Yep.
And we knew he had some athleticism, so he played quarterback that year, and then the next year we said, let's move you over to defense and have you play some special teams. Well, last year was difficult, so he didn't get a chance to really show what he could do, but he kept getting bigger and stronger and faster. But more importantly, it was his will. It was his will to say, I'm going to play here. I'm going to earn a scholarship and play here. And he earned a scholarship through what he did in the spring.
Is there anything better as a coach than watching a young guy come into a program like that and earn one?
No, it's one of the joys I have. We've awarded an awful lot of walk-ons here scholarships since I arrived. And we did it at North Dakota State as well. And it's so cool. I'm not big into fanfare of putting it on YouTube or having a kid open up a present, because there's other kids that are wanting to be on scholarship, and I never like that. It's a private moment that I typically have with a young kid, and sometimes it's Coach Malone and I, or sometimes it's the position coach and I, and we sit them down and say, you know, you've done what we've asked you to do. And you know, there's countless guys in the 2+ years I've been here that we've offered scholarships to that have walked on.
It's such a really neat thing, and what a terrific young guy Ryan Hennington is. Staying with the theme there, I know you had a lot going getting ready for Nevada, but on Sunday, did you get to see a little bit of the softball? And did you see any of Jordy's moonshots?
I saw one of Jordy's moonshots from up in my office deck, because if it would have been coming my way, I could have caught it as far as he hit it. We went down during Ryan's announcement and listened to that. That was really cool. Got to shake hands with a lot of guys. And then watch just a little bit, and then we had to go back to work. But great crowd, great energy, great environment, great to have so many K-Staters come back and support Jordy, because Jordy's meant so much to our program. We've asked him to come and talk to our team, and without hesitation, yes, I'll come coach at any time and talk to guys. And the message he always gives is so powerful, and I know our kids really appreciate him being who he is.
And we mentioned last week, I think, how many guys that have been through this program or playing at the next level. You want to cultivate that relationship and use that to continue to build, do you not? I mean,
you
think about
to.
Jordy, Tyler Lockett, so many guys.
Yeah, so many guys, and it's fun to see those guys. While the softball game was going on, the Seahawks were going on the Jumbotron, right? Because, you know, Kevin and Aaron said, you know, can we get a game on here? Yeah. And so, yeah, that guy happened to tear it up like he always does, Tyler does. So it's just fun to see the guys have success that they are having. Our kids see that too. Our players see. And the amount of scouts that come to our practice every day. I mean, we've had so many in the last week, 3 to 4 a day, come and watch our guys. And we get some updates on how some of the younger players that are in the league are doing.
We'll take a quick break. More with Coach in just a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night. It's the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporters of K-State Athletics, and by Powercat Sports Grill, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. Wildcats and Nevada on Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. It's Fort Riley Day. Our coverage will begin on the network at 11 o'clock. We'll kick at 1:05. Another couple of questions from the Facebook live stream, courtesy of Intrust Bank. First question here, how important will it be to get the tight ends involved against a team like Nevada? And that's a good defensive team.
Yeah, it really is. And it is important that we're able to, whether it's run some bootlegs or get the ball out of quarterback's hand quickly, to give our guys a chance to move the chains and be efficient and keep drives alive. And we have some good tight ends, and we're going to have to play all of them this week.
I know somebody had asked about Daniel Imatrabebe not getting the catch last week. Don't count on that every week. He's going to get involved.
Yeah, he's going to get involved, yeah, for sure. And Sammy Wheeler's going to get involved. And Nick Lenners is going to get back,
exactly,
involved. And we get Ben Sennett back this week, who I think is going to be a really terrific player for us. And we finally got him cleared late last week. And I think he's a guy that can also stretch the field.
All right, here's your next question, courtesy of Intrust Bank. What player in K-State history would you have loved to coach? That's a pretty good question.
Huh. You know,
probably hard in some ways, right?
It is really hard. Yeah. I could think of a bunch of guys, but I'll give you two that are older than me.
Okay.
But
I'm good
I listened to them talk to our team this this fall camp, and they were throwbacks, they were competitors, they were tough as nails, and they came to play every day, and that's Lynn Dickey and Paul Kaufman.
Oh, my goodness.
They came.
I wish I'd have been there that day.
Oh, my. I never laughed so hard. And we had, and then I saw Paul on the sideline of our game Saturday, and said hello to him quickly. But those two guys, the stories they had, but how competitive they were, and they were throwbacks. They were just going to play.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Paul was a walk-on. I'm pretty sure he was, and he earned it. And so
played in the league like I don't even remember how many years, but 10 or 12,
guys played
wasn't
an yeah. awful long time. They had some stories of playing together in Green Bay that were just so fun to listen to. But those two guys would have been a blast to coach.
You talked about Brett Favre a moment ago. I've always been in. I've never seen a game there. I've been to the stadium. I've seen that. But I'm just wondering if you're just the football junkie of all junkies, if Lambeau Field isn't the Taj Mahal for you. Wouldn't it be?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been there once to watch a game, and it was electric. And wow. You're up at 5 in the morning because the band's playing and stuff,
sure.
and it's time to roll. And it was rainy, and you didn't care. And it's a special place.
It really, truly is. This is the Chris Kleiman Show. The Cats getting ready for Nevada. We talked a little bit about Carson Strong, and you mentioned all of those weapons. And, boy, they have them, don't they? They have a tight end that can go out anywhere on the field. They have 3 or 4 really good receivers. Tough matchups.
Yeah, they really have a lot of matchups. You can't say, hey, we're going to double this guy because they've got 2 or 3 other ones. And they have that matchup problem with a tight end that's 6'6", and a big target that gets a football. And they've been around this quarterback for so many years. They can beat you over the top, but then if you're on top of it, they can throw back shoulder fades. If you're on top of something, they can stop in front of you. I mean, they just... You can tell they've thrown the ball with each other so often that they just know how each other's thinking and in sync. And that's the sign of a veteran team and a veteran offense when the wide receivers and tight ends are just locked in with the quarterback.
As a, quote, defensive guy, that I think you're kind of known for that. That's pretty obvious. What kind of an appreciation do you have for this offense that was, I think, first, I guess it was born with Hal Mumme's brains?
Yep. Yeah.
And, of course, it's grown. You mentioned Mike Leach.
Yep.
There's Hal's young son on this staff.
Yep, correct.
How tough is it?
It's been around for a long time, and it's efficient, and it's effective, and it's lasted because I still think it's their ability to run the football, even though they're not known as that. It's their ability to run the football that makes it so difficult because there's teams that we've seen that have played 8 guys deep, basically 4 under 4 deep, saying we're not going to let you have the big play. Okay, we're just going to hand the ball off and get 8-10 a pop, and then all of a sudden sooner or later you want to have that slow death. Well, then you better get guys coming up, and then they get you over the top, and they can beat you in so many ways, and it's just the guys know the system, and that's the key, is they know the system so well.
When you have a quarterback like this, and maybe you touched on this a little bit earlier, but I want to hit it again with when you have a quarterback with this type of an experience, that's, you're not going to surprise him, I don't think, with
no.
looks. How do you rattle him a little bit, or can you?
Well, I don't know if you can either. Cal didn't. He just doesn't make those mistakes. He doesn't take many sacks. He doesn't throw many picks.
Right.
Obviously, we have to be able to pressure him. We have to, whether we can get home with our 4 guys, get home with 3 guys, get home with 6 guys, we have to find some different ways to put some pressure on him so he can't sit back there. And then we have to change up our looks and change some coverages and play some man and play some zone. You can't, if you get into a rhythm of here's what you do on first down or here's what you do on third down or here's, you know, and they go tempo. So, you know, you have to get your call in and you got to be able to, the best way to rattle him is to have him on the sideline.
That's right.
And
he can't hurt you over there.
Exactly. And let the offense, you know, run the football and get the clock going and in essence, shorten their possession time.
Before we go to break, I have to get this in. I thought this was extraordinary when I read this. I didn't know this, but I saw this. He went through a stretch last year, Carson Strong, their quarterback, 299 passes without a pick. That's hard to even process that.
It is, especially when we're throwing it, you know, 30 to 45 times a game.
Exactly.
And there's always tip balls or an overthrow or he gets hit or something. And I think that's what you see in him. He just protects the football. He'll throw it away and not take a negative play.
More with Coach in just a moment. Back in 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
The Wildcats work together to take on every challenge at Bill Snyder Stadium. Case IH knows a thing or two about teamwork, too. From tractors, planters, and combines to hay and forage tools, our equipment helps farmers meet their demands in and out of the field. Check out a winning lineup by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/Wildcats and ask for 0% financing. Go Wildcats!
Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet 1 in 5 people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics, and by Powercat Sports Grill, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. We remind you again, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Lots of questions tonight. We so appreciate that. Courtesy of Intrust Bank through the Facebook live stream, or you can tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. And this one comes from Twitter, and it's from Cole, and it says, Coach, we're absolutely loaded at running back, but is there any chance we see DJ Giddens anytime in the near future?
Oh, there's a good chance. DJ's doing a really nice job and continuing to improve and continuing to get good reps down with the ones and twos. And Coach Anderson loves the progress that he's making. And whether it's next week, this week, whatever it may be, I know that he's getting better and Coach Anderson's liking what he's doing.
A couple of other others here, too, courtesy of Intrust Bank. How have the running backs as a whole looked over the first two games from your perspective?
We've played well. We've played all three guys. You know, obviously Deuce is getting the lion's share, but I was really impressed last week with Joe Irvin's ability to run through arm tackles and run hard, and that's going to be a good thing for us moving forward because we want to be able to get Deuce out of there some. And then Jacardier, we've had him on some outside runs. We need to get him on a few more inside runs as a big bruising guy, but they have played well.
This question, I think, is interesting. What is Deuce Vaughn's ceiling for his football career?
That's a hard one to answer. Every week he does stuff that doesn't amaze me, but it's fun to watch. And you know that as well. He's a fun kid to watch.
That's 5 straight 100-yard games. I think that got overlooked a little bit the other night with all of the other headlines and all of that. He's been really rock solid.
He has, and I keep telling people he's a really good running back. He's not a receiving back. He's a really good running back, and he's made some really good plays in between the tackles.
Let's talk a little bit about preparing for a team like this. You and I were visiting earlier this week. 3 straight opponents, football teams with a great deal of experience. I think you have to start right there because there are so many. I think about 17, I think it was, super seniors for Southern Illinois. That's crazy. And Nevada's not far away.
No, I think they have 20 seniors that are starting or playing significant roles on one side of the ball or another. And that's kind of what we're seeing right now with the landscape of college football with some of the, you would say, mid-major or like Southern Illinois FCS programs where those kids haven't left. They want to stay there and fulfill something that they started, and Stanford was no different. And I think that it's a sign of a good culture. It's a sign of a good program that those kids want to stay and play with each other.
I want to ask you about some of the awards handed out this week. Your student athlete of the week is a young man that I really, really like. He's going to be a really good football player. He is now, T. Denson.
T. Denson, so happy for him. He's a great kid, great student, great family. Playing well, played a little bit more last week, made some plays, and he's a young player with a bright, bright future and continues to get better.
The committed award this week goes to one Josh Revis. He's playing well.
Revis is playing really well. He and Cooper Beebe on that left side are road grading people.
Yeah. We mentioned Cody Fletcher earlier in the show, but disciplined award winner this week doesn't surprise me.
No, Cody's just a consummate leader and professional and plays really, really hard and just makes our defense so much better.
Selfless, Deuce Vaughn, the aforementioned Mr. 22.
Stay humble and stay hungry, and that's what that kid does every day.
And tough goes to Ben Adler. I like that one, too. Ben's a good football player.
Ben's a good player, and he's playing so much better this year than he was last year because he's in really good shape. He's understanding what we're doing. He's playing at a high level. He's playing with confidence, and he's been somebody that I've been really pleased with.
Trish was asking, and I promised I would get this in, wondered about the progress of Jalen Travis. Hasn't seen Jalen Travis yet and wondered how he was doing.
You know, Jalen missed most of fall camp, and so that's what kind of got him behind. Jalen's a good football player, had a really good spring, but then missed all of fall camp. So it just, he's kind of playing catch up right now with some of the good wide receivers that we do have that are playing a lot. But Jalen's making good progress now that he's back healthy.
What's it like coaching Kurt Warner's son? I'm just curious about that. I hadn't asked you that.
Yeah, Cade's such a fun guy to be around.
He
is so neat. He's a fun guy to be around. He loves football. He wants to be a coach. He knows everything about the game. He's a great teammate. He's an unselfish kid. He was injured for a while a couple weeks ago. He's getting back healthy, and he needs to become a factor for us in the passing game, and I think he will be now that he's back healthy.
I tell you what, there's some other guys, too. I'm just sitting here thinking of guys. I mean, I think about Brennan Hawkins. There's a kid that nobody knows much about yet, but he's got a chance.
He does. Just a young player that's still developing, but he's a big target at 6'5 and about 215.
Tell me, as we go to our final break here, about the kicking chores, because that has kind of been split up and shared, and those guys have done a pretty good job. Tayton missed one the other night, but he's been pretty solid so far.
Yep.
How's the competition there? Is it still every week?
Yeah, it's still every week. I think Ty's kicking off really, really well, and he's punting the ball well. Jack Bloomer's had as good a week as he's had, so he keeps pushing Ty, and I know that we're deep there at the punter spot with two guys that we think are really capable. Tayton's done a nice job. Chris Tennant continues to push Tayton.
Yep.
So we have good competition. That you know, every day they have to come ready to compete.
Let's try to get a return for a score this
Let's
week.
Let's do that.
It happens every year. Let's hope it this week. We'll take a break and wrap it up with Coach in 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Football Saturdays are back, and that can only mean one thing. It's time to gather your crew and meet at Powercat Sports Grill to cheer on the Wildcats. Their menu is packed full of your football favorites, including their legendary Wagyu beef burgers. Try the Hangover, featuring bacon, cheddar, and a fried egg. Or, for a little kick, try the Jalapeno Popper Burger. There's one for every taste. Plus, with 20 beers on tap, you won't leave thirsty. Bring your friends down to Powercat Sports Grill, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers.
Heat, drought, wind, hail, northern corn leaf blight, gray leaf spot. If your corn is under stress, you are too. Get Veltima fungicide, swift activity, with fast payback, an expanded application window. Makes life simple, and it's the secure choice. With powerful residual for visibly healthier corn. Swift, simple, secure. Veltima fungicide. Call your BASF rep today. Always read and follow label directions. Veltima fungicide is not registered in all states.
This is Coach Chris Kleiman. Running a successful football program requires commitment and attention to detail. We spend all year creating game plans so that we're at our best for 12 Saturdays in the fall. It's equally important to have a game plan when it comes to making smart financial decisions, and that's why I rely on the experts in that field. Regardless of your stage in life, we all need a plan for our financial future.
The Kansas Insurance Department can help you have a game plan before you invest. Visit smartinvestks.com.
Being an MVP is about being the total package, both on and off the field. Kubota's MVP, the Standard L Series tractor, a full line of hardworking compact tractors packed with quality performance and rugged reliability. And all are available with performance-matched Land Pride implements to tackle any job. They're not just the best players, they're the most value packed. Check out the Kubota and Land Pride winning lineup. Visit kstatekubotadealers.com for a participating dealer.
One final time back on the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporters of K-State Athletics, and by PowerCat Sports Grill, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. We're here each and every Thursday night. We hope to see you next Thursday. Coach, coming up this weekend, it's Nevada Fort Riley Day. Always a special time at K-State.
It is a special time. Great partnership between K-State and Fort Riley. I've been able to be on a couple of panels and get to know the people over at Fort Riley, and can't thank them for the service they have for our country and for our community.
Well, we're just about out of time, so let me just say thanks for your time here tonight. Best of luck in the ball game on Saturday. We'll all be there and all geeked up to go.
Absolutely. Thanks for great questions and another great show.
Yeah, we appreciate all of the questions. Keep them coming. We'll be back here next Thursday night and get you set for what could be a very interesting conference opener when the Wildcats next Saturday night, a week from Saturday, are in Stillwater to take on those Oklahoma State Cowboys. It's Nevada this week. We'll hit the air Saturday at 11 o'clock. It is ESPN Plus Television for Fort Riley Day. For the coach, for Michael Tackett, Jesse Piper, and Christian Wright, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and good night. Go Cats! This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
On the K-State Sports Network, live from PowerCat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, this has been the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the K-State Sports Network.